I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Jurors in Donald Trump's hush money trial finished their first day of closed-door deliberations on Wednesday without reaching a verdict that would decide the fate of the only U.S. president to be charged with a crime. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
Trump is charged with falsifying business documents to cover up a hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels shortly before the 2016 presidential election. He has pleaded not guilty and denies wrongdoing. Justice Juan Merchan instructed the 12 jurors and six alternates not to rely solely on the testimony of star witness Michael Cohen, who said he paid $130,000 out of his own pocket to prevent Daniels from telling voters about an alleged sexual encounter with Trump. Cohen said Trump approved the payoff. Any verdict requires unanimous agreement by all jurors, and the judge will declare a mistrial if they are unable to all agree.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Israel's military says it seized control of a strategic corridor that runs along the length of Gaza's border with Egypt. The capture on Wednesday gives Israel control over a strip of land it says is awash in smuggling tunnels that have bolstered the Hamas militants, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Wednesday urged Israel to come up with a post-war plan for Gaza and warned of lawlessness, chaos, and a comeback by Hamas.
And I think this underscores the imperative of having a plan for the day after. Because in the absence of a plan for the day after, there won't be a day after.
Blinken, speaking at a press conference in Moldova, said while Israel has had real success in destroying the capacity of Hamas to repeat an attack such as the one on October 7th, the government has to ask about further gains. This is VOA News. The top-ranking Republican on a U.S. Senate committee that oversees the military is calling for a generational investment in America's defense. Senator Roger Wicker says significant spending increases are necessary to deter coordinated threats from U.S. adversaries such as Russia, Iran, and China. The state of Mississippi Republican is seeking an additional $55 billion in defense spending over the limits that were forged in the deal to suspend the nation's debt limit a year ago. South Africans voted on Wednesday in elections being described as the most important in 30 years because the governing African National Congress could get under 50% of the vote for the first time and lose its absolute majority in parliament. Kate Bartlett reports from Johannesburg.
62-year-old grandmother Dora Sekobela recalled her elation during 1994 elections, the first ones in which blacks could vote.
I couldn't forget it. Then they.
Those elections ushered in the end of apartheid and brought Nelson Mandela and his African National Congress, ANC party, to power. Sekobela voted ANC then, and she says she will vote ANC now too. But many other people are unhappy after 30 years of ANC government. By Sunday, at the latest, results will make clear whether the ANC wins a majority or falls short and has to enter a coalition for the first time. Kate Bartlett, VOA News, Johannesburg.
North Korea sent hundreds of balloons carrying trash and excrement to South Korea on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan reports.
The sister of North Korean leader said the balloons were gifts of sincerity for South Koreans who, quote, cry for freedom of expression. South Korean military's Explosive Ordnance Unit and Chemical and Biological Warfare Response Team were deployed to inspect and collect the objects. More than 260 balloons had been detected as of Wednesday afternoon, and most of them have landed on the ground, according to South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Reuters correspondent Vanessa Chan. Mexico is holding the last day of campaigning before Sunday's nationwide elections, but the closing campaign rallies on Wednesday were darkened by a wave of attacks on candidates. Late on Tuesday, a mayoral candidate in the western state of Jalisco was shot multiple times by intruders in his home. Two of his campaign staff were also wounded, and all three are hospitalized in serious condition. Gunmen killed an alternate mayoral candidate in Morales State, just south of Mexico City. Attackers on a motorcycle shot him five times in the head. I'm Joe Ramsey.